This is the voice of Contract Management, presented by the law firm of Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay up to date on all things contract management 5 minutes at a time. Our team at Kroll & Mooring presents these podcasts to keep you up to speed on a bi-monthly basis. We will cover everything from regulatory updates to crucial changes that affect government contracting.
We are your co-hosts for this edition, Peter Ayer and Yuan Zhou. We're going to start with an interesting bid protest decision involving discussions, and Yuan will cover that.
Thanks, Peter. On January 3rd, the Court of Federal Claims enjoined the Navy from proceeding with the award of multiple IDIQ contracts. There were several issues in the protest, but one was particularly notable. The protester alleged that the Navy failed to conduct discussions in accordance with DFARS 215.306, and the court agreed. It reasoned that DFARS 215.306's language that agencies should conduct discussions with offerors for procurements valued at $100 million or more creates a presumption in favor of engaging in discussions. And here, the court found no record showing that the agency either seriously considered whether discussions should be conducted or otherwise justified its decision to not engage in discussions. Indeed, the sole record rationale for not engaging with the protester here was the fact that six other offerors were higher ranked than the protester, and that was insufficient justification for not allowing the protester an opportunity to improve its bid. The court also explained that even where a DFARS-covered agency does not assess a weakness or deficiency to an offeror, the presumption in favor of discussions generally requires an agency to discuss any aspect of the proposal that an offeror can reasonably improve to enhance the standing of its proposal. And the Navy's failure to do so without sufficient justification resulted in prejudice to the protester. So a good decision here for contractors to be aware of. And back to you, Peter.
Great. Thanks so much. Next up is a Federal Circuit decision about bid protest jurisdiction. So let me walk through the highlights. On January 10th, 2023, the Federal Circuit affirmed the Court of Federal Claims decision dismissing 22nd Century's bid protest, challenging a size determination made in connection with the award of a task order for lack of subject matter jurisdiction pursuant to the Federal Acquisition Streamlining Act of 1994. We'll refer to that as FASA. The FASA bars the Court of Federal Claims from adjudicating bid protests in connection with the issuance or proposed issuance of a task or delivery order subject to two narrow exceptions. And that's either where the task order increases the scope, period, or maximum value, or is valued at above $25 million. In 2015, the Army awarded multiple IDIQ contracts, including one contract to 22nd Century. Although the IDIQ contracts were awarded on an unrestricted basis, the Army cautioned awardees that subsequent orders may be competed on a small business restricted basis. In December 2020, the Army issued a small business task order competition to the IDIQ holders. Three companies, including 22nd Century, submitted proposals, and in May 2021, the Army awarded the task order to 22nd Century. The two unsuccessful offerors filed size protests with the SBA, claiming that 22nd Century was not a small business at the time of the proposal submission. The SBA determined that 22nd Century was not a small business and was ineligible for the task order award. The Army subsequently terminated 22nd Century's task order contract. 22nd Century appealed to the SBA Office of Hearings and Appeals, which affirmed the size determination. On September 28, 2021, 22nd Century filed a bid protest with the Court of Federal Claims, alleging that the Army improperly terminated the contract based on the SBA size determination and seeking injunctive relief. The court dismissed the complaint for lack of subject matter jurisdiction pursuant to FASA, reasoning that 22nd Century was essentially challenging the award of the task order and neither of the two exceptions applied. 22nd Century then appealed to the Federal Circuit. On appeal, the Federal Circuit affirmed the court's decision. The Federal Circuit explained that while COPSI generally possesses jurisdiction over challenges to size determinations, a challenge to an SBA size determination regarding eligibility for a task order award constitutes a protest, quote unquote, in connection with a task order within the meaning of the FASA task order jurisdiction bar. Federal Circuit also rejected 22nd Century's alternative argument that the court possessed jurisdiction over the termination pursuant to the Contract Disputes Act, reasoning that the contractor never submitted a claim to the contracting officer and that COFC only possesses statutory authority to issue an injunction in bid protest cases, not CDA cases. So this is an interesting decision and obviously one that is important for contractors trying to understand the FASA bar, sort of where those lines are. So an important decision to be aware of. Yuan, back to you for our final item.
Thanks, Peter. On January 25th, the VA published a final rule amending the VA Acquisition Regulation, or VAAR, to align with the FAR on provisions related to VA information, information systems, and information technology. The final rule adds a new VAAR Part 839, Acquisition of IT. It revises multiple parts involving requirements on mandatory information, privacy, and security to include policies concerning VA-sensitive personal information, information security, and liquidated damages for data breaches, and also revises impacted terminology, definitions, solicitation provisions, and contract clauses. Now, among other updates, the rule adds a companion clause to FAR 52204-21, the basic safeguarding of covered contractor information systems clause. At VAAR 852.204-71, information and information system security. And it also implements specific liquidated damages statutory requirements in the event of a data breach at VAAR 852.211-76. So with the VA's codification of these existing and current regulatory requirements, the VA acknowledged that there will be increased burden in annual costs and hours to firms that are already awarded and performing contracts with the VA. Peter?
That's all for today. Thanks for listening to the Voice of Contract Management, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring exclusively for NCMA. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue to discuss all things government contracting. In the meantime, explore your learning opportunities at www.ncmahq.org/course catalog.